Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
It was good to see Dickie V, but I'm glad he's a one-and-doner. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Vitale returned to broadcasting during his long battle with cancer in the place where he began his improbable career. In 1979, Carolina was playing at Clemson in a game that was not supposed to be televised. But an hour or so before the scheduled tip-off, a camera was hastily set up above midcourt at Little John Coliseum. When asked if the game was indeed being televised, a Clemson official laughed and said, "Oh, it's a new cable channel that's going into about 100 homes." Asked what the name of the channel was, he said, "It's something like ESPN. He didn't know who was calling the play-by-play, but said the color man was some coach who just got fired from the NBA. That former coach was Vitale, who lasted one season with the Detroit Pistons after 4 years at the University of Detroit. Coaching was coaching, but cable TV was a brand new genre where anything went, and Vitale took complete advantage of that freedom. To many traditional TV watchers, he was loud and obnoxious and might have been fired from established networks after a few games. But he coined the phrase diaper dandy and other alliterative adjectives like super, scintillating, sensational. That became his shtick. Dickie V caught on and was a fixture on ESPN and cable TV for 40 years. He interacted with student bodies like the Cameron Crazies and promoted high-profile coaches Jim Valvano, Dean Smith, and Mike Krzyzewski. When Valvano was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Vitale partnered with ESPN to create the Jimmy V Fund and still is a supporter through his own battle with the disease. Dickie V was an entrepreneur whose income grew into the millions from ESPN and speaking engagements and appearances, plus books he co-authored and movies he appeared in. During Duke's first ACC loss at Clemson Saturday night, he received a hero's welcome and sat between play-by-play man Dave O'Brien and analyst Corey Alexander, who spent an inappropriate amount of time praising Vitale. He won't be courtside for Carolina at Clemson Monday night, and that is good because the game deserves the complete focus of the broadcast team and the audience. The Tigers are currently tied for second place in the ACC with Louisville, and both are shoo-ins with Duke for bids to the NCAA tournament. Frankly, the Tar Heels do not need the distraction of visiting with Vitale before the game. That is extremely important to them as they seek a quad-1 win over Clemson to increase their chances of returning to the big dance. Vitale would talk about that, and his speculation would not be helpful to fans watching and pulling hard for a win their team almost has to have. Hopefully, we will see Dickie V on many other telecasts for the rest of this season and into the future, but just not tonight. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.